Welcome to Grains of Wisdom with me, John Cashman.
And me, Paul Corbett.
Today, we're going to talk about the Estate Series. And especially since we just launched the third and final in the Estate Series, The Gates. The Estate Series was a concept that the distillery came up with to celebrate some of the beautiful landmarks here on the Powers Court Estate. And the first Estate Series was actually before my time here in the distillery. It was something that Noel Sweeney came up with when he took some grain whiskey, a selection of three different years, I think it was 09, 10 and 11 grain whiskey, put it into Amarone casks and let it finish for a period of time. I remember coming up here just visiting, and Noel ran up to me with a little glass of whiskey and said, "Here, try this, what do you think?" And I took a nose of it and I went, "Wow," I knew it was grain whiskey, but it was the finish I couldn't quite put my finger on, because I wasn't used to Amarone, and I think it's relatively unusual, isn't it, for Irish whiskies, Amarone?
Yeah, there wouldn't be a whole lot of Irish whiskey finished in Amarone. It's not a whole lot of Amarone even produced compared to other styles of wine.
Yeah, so it kind of threw me off initially, and I was there like, yeah, grain whiskey, Noel, but you know, what's that really intense dark fruit? What's that, you know, fruit explosion flavor I'm getting? And he said Amarone, and I went, "Well, Amarone, that's weird. Why do you choose Amarone?" And Noel's response was quite simple. He said it's his favorite type of wine. So he'd sourced some barrels, some Amarone casks. He'd put some of the grain whiskey into it, and it was released very limited. It was only over 2,000 bottles, 2021, I think, to be exact. And it was released under the Millhouse. And the Millhouse, of course, is the front of this building that we're in, the oldest building on the estate. So that was launched over 2 years ago, and it sold through quite quickly. I think in less than 6 months it completely sold. So Noel left the business January of last year before you joined, Paul. And we had to start thinking about what we were going to do for the second of the Estate Series. And some of the chatter online and in different Facebook accounts and all of that was that the Estate Series would always be a grain release. People thought because we'd done grain originally, it would continue to be a grain release. And to be honest, once I saw that, I went, okay, one thing for certain, it's not going to be a grain release. Started looking at the stocks that we had, and also in the back of my mind, I wanted to do something different to Noel, but also have an acknowledgement of Noel's, you know, my relationship with Noel goes back, you know, I suppose 15 years or more. So I wanted to keep an Amarone style, and looked at the stocks, and we had some lovely age, some of that great double distilled coulee liquid at 20 years of age, and it had finished for 4 years in Amarone. So suggested taking that and blending it with that really subtle 11-year-old grain whiskey. And the second of the Estate Series was the result of that. And because of that Amarone influence and the Italian influence, we decided to call it the Gardens, the Italian Gardens, because a beautiful terrace garden at the front of Powers Court House is called the Italian Garden and voted the third most beautiful formal garden in the world. So we launched that last year, June of last year, and we significantly increased the production. We did 6,000 bottles of that, and it went on to win numerous awards, including World Whiskies Award, best limited release Irish whiskey in the world. So something we were really, really proud of. So then it was over to you, Paul, for the third release. And we had done, you know, grain, we had done blend. So it was quite obvious that the third was going to be a single malt from our available liquid. So do you want to talk through the liquid a little bit? And then I'll maybe talk on the concept of the name.
Yeah, so when me and John discussed what the next product would be, I went through the cask we have in stock, and there was some fully matured Amarone barrels there from 2018. So when you tasted those barrels, you know, it's because it's a wine cask, it would have had a heavy toast rather than a char that you usually get with a bourbon barrel. So the wood influence is kind of in the background, but you really let the wine influence come through. So the liquid from those casks, really intense. Red fruits. Amarone is quite a big wine to begin with, the 14-15% plus. So it was really intensely fruity. And at the same time, we had just released our single malt. And so I thought it'd be good to marry those really fruity Amarone casks with our single malt, which has like, a lot of pastry crusts and vanilla in it to produce like a real fruit tart, almost tasting whiskey.
Mm. And I think our single malt lends itself well to that finish as well. Can you talk to maybe the essence of the spirit itself when it comes off the still?
Yeah, so the spirit we produce here, the signature flavour is very sweet. It's got a real kind of coating your tongue oil sweetness, along with the yeast we use kind of gives it a real intense fruity. So I would characterise our spirit as fruity and sweet. So since you don't get a lot of sweetness from the European oak barrels that the wine would be in, the sweetness from our single malt that's finished in bourbon mixed with the fruitiness from the Amarone barrels, yeah, gives it almost like a real dessert whiskey of like a fruit roulade almost.
Mm. And I suppose the name really came from that because we knew we were going to use our own liquid. And this is the second release of a fully matured PowerScore distilled product. The name, we looked around the distillery and looked around the estate, and the estate in the gardens itself, there's all these beautiful formal gates dating back 100, 200 years. And so gates became something that we started working with because the gates are opening, and this is an opening up and letting people into our own liquid. So it's opening up, walking through a new future, a new vision for the company. So bringing our own whiskey to life again with those gates. So I think the label itself on the box, you see one of those formal gates, I believe the Venetian gates, entering into the walled garden. But then also on the label itself, one of the other gates is the chorus gates. And on the chorus gates, there's a trumpeter. And this trumpeter is really heralding, you know, like the start of a horse race. The trumpets are playing to say, this is the beginning, mm-hmm. this is the start. So this again is heralding the use of our own liquid. So maybe, Paul, if we'll take up a little sample, if you can talk us through the actual flavor profiles.
So on the nose, from our bourbon matured malt, again, you start really getting that pastry crust and like fresh, almost like apple and pear flavors. And then really coming through is the intense red berries, strawberries and cherries from that that Amarone wine.
Yeah, it for me, kind of like definitely cherries, but it's like some of those dark cherry skins, you know?
Sure.
But the malt spice is really good on this. That sweet malt spice, and quite a tickle in your nose when you're getting your nose into it. You know that spice is lovely. Okay.
As you swirl in the glass, you can really see how oily this liquid is. You can see the legs running down the glass.
Yeah, really slow coming down. So almost like a syrupy type nature coming down. Brilliant. Okay,
right.
Cheers.
Really mouth coating from all that oil, which really actually keeps the flavor in your mouth longer. Real, like I said earlier, real intense red berries, almost like a sugar dusted pastry.
Mm. It's interesting what you said there, keeps the flavor in your mouth longer. Really, really true. Mm. I mean, those oils have coated my mouth, and as after the initial flavor, there's almost like a break of a few seconds and then flavor comes back again. And I'm still tasting it there now. It's still coating the mouth, the oils, the texture. It's, again, quite, you know, getting the saliva glands really working overload. Hard to believe it's, you know, not letting into any secret, but this is some of our earliest distillates. So it's from 2018, 2019. So it's hard to believe that with that mouthfeel and that flavor.
It's bottled at 46%, so still has a bit of, you know, cracked pepper on the tongue, a little bit of spice.
Yeah, and it's natural colour, isn't it?
100% natural colour, yeah, non-chill filtered.
Yeah, and I suppose using those Amarone can really add that because the intensity, the darkness, was there a significant difference when you were marrying the two, when you were marrying
In terms of colour, it was like night and day. Okay. The Amarone comes out real deep red, and the bourbon barrel comes out like a golden straw colour.
Yeah.
The marriage of the two ends up with this kind of nice rosé hue going through the whiskey.
Yeah, you can see the hint of where that Amarone influence is there in the body of it. All right, and we've upped the amount of bottles again. So this is 7,400 bottles. Yeah. We've kept the price the same for all three. So it's €75. It's available now online from www. www.powerscourtdistillery.com. It's on in our shop available. It's available here in the distillery itself, and also over the next few weeks and months it will be appearing in local independent off licenses around Ireland, and also going into our international partners all over the world. This will be traveling far and wide. I had somebody just yesterday in with us from Singapore who was interested in bringing it over to Singapore. So look, I think it's a great liquid, and I think it's a fitting finale to the estate series. Now we have to put our heads together and start thinking about limited releases for next year and further afield. So but I think this is a beautiful whiskey. It stands out on its own. I think it's people are going to enjoy it. But also, if you have the mill house and the Italian gardens, you know, this is something to finish that collection. Have all three together and you have the complete Powerscourt Estate series. So from me, John Cashman.
And me, Paul Corbett.
Thank you for tuning in to this Grains of Wisdom. Sláinte.
Sláinte.